Now look at part two. You will hear a man speaking on the telephone. He wants to speak to Miss Dixon, but she's not there. Listen and complete questions 16 to 20. You will hear the conversation twice.
Brown's Builders, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'd like to speak to Miss Dixon, please.
I'm afraid she's not in the office at the moment.
Can you give her a message for me?
Yes, certainly. Who's calling, please?
My name is Hyde.
How do you spell that, please?
That's H-Y-D-E.
Right, Mr. Hyde.
Could you tell her that the time of the meeting has changed?
Is that the meeting about the new houses?
No, about the new factory.
I see. And when is it?
It's on Wednesday at 11:30.
Does Miss Dixon know where the meeting is?
I think so. It's in our main office. Ask her to go to room 21.
Right, I'll tell her.
And could you ask her to bring the photographs with her?
Which photos do you mean?
She'll know which ones. They're very important.
Don't worry, I'll tell her. Thank you very much, Mr. Hyde.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Now listen again.
Brown's Builders, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'd like to speak to Miss Dixon, please.
I'm afraid she's not in the office at the moment.
Can you give her a message for me?
Yes, certainly. Who's calling, please?
My name is Hyde.
How do you spell that, please?
That's H-Y-D-E.
Right, Mr. Hyde.
Could you tell her that the time of the meeting has changed?
Is that the meeting about the new houses?
No, about the new factory.
I see. And when is it?
It's on Wednesday at 11:30.
Does Miss Dixon know where the meeting is?
I think so. It's in our main office. Ask her to go to room 21.
Right, I'll tell her.
And could you ask her to bring the photographs with her?
Which photos do you mean?
She'll know which ones. They're very important.
Don't worry, I'll tell her. Thank you very much, Mr. Hyde.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.